of the field.
Jesus Christ.
They're saying it's going to be possible plane crash, plane landed on top of the building, possibly from like waste management area.
Holy cow, dude, that's bad.
Holy
a couple guard units at 47 are going to be approaching a very large area on fire.
What are you doing? Get the f*** out of the way! Back up! Back up!
Damn, man. Looks like the majority of the fire is going to be at this recycling facility here at 7001 Great Lane. We're going to need law enforcement to shut down Great Lane.
Radio 38, I'm at Great Lane. Traffic shut down here.
What the heck? Move out of the way!
Traffic in that area too.
We see a lot of people at Stooges. We're trying to get out of here, so keep a hole open for them. We're going to push them towards our loop.
Chief 2, for information, Austin's advising airfield is closed at this time.
Jesus Christ.
So we have that Great Lane at Stooges have that subject extremely burned in the back of the truck here.
Yeah.
CBS is evacuating all the
Okay, we're going to try to push everybody this way, okay?
To me, initiate a medical post. I've got casualties being brought to me.
You guys got this, I'm gonna run around back. Hey guys, y'all need to get out. Y'all need to go. Everybody needs to get out. Y'all need to go, guys. Come on, let's go. We'll be on the news later. Let's go. We need you guys to get out, y'all. We're back here in this entire area. We need to go, okay?
I don't know what to do. I'm gonna go get some gloves.
Do me a favor, just go back inside, guys. There's all kinds of debris around here.
I am one indeed.
Okay. Good luck, bro. Do me a favor, try to work your way that way and just get out of the area.
Hey, stay away from those wires.
I don't know.
It's Rescue 46. I'm currently out of water, but I'm being supplied by Guard Rescue 68. At this time, I'm back up to a quarter of a tank now. Okay, make sure we're using foam.
620, time to get out of the shut down.
What happened?
All the way.
Officers will eventually obtain footage caught by a dash cam on the same street. There are several never-before-seen angles we will soon witness in this video. Officers soon discover numerous factors that make this explosion an absolute worst-case scenario.
Just talking to you, well, that's good though. Okay, then.
Get out of here.
Okay, he is all the way down at the very end. I think it's where it's at.
We're trying to get
this road down so he can come this way, okay? Once he makes it to you, he goes. There's people that are still trapped, but they can't get through because the flames are right in the middle.
How are we going to get
them out? They're putting fire out right now.
I'm trying to figure out where these cars are coming from because they need to get out. They're probably pushing them out of these ditches to the next road over.
Brian said somebody in a red hoodie said there's people in that trailer in there, but they need to know because they're going to make it, but I can't find them.
LMPD or RetroTech advised they are going to emerge Fire 5 in Event 1 for fire operations.
There's a plane down right on Great Lane, Stooges. Somebody's burned bad. That's all I know for right now.
Go back inside, please.
Well, we're from UPS Security. We're on your trying to figure out
the
UPS plane
or not. Okay. I know you're from UPS, but this is all going to probably be a giant scene.
Yeah.
And regardless of where you work,
no,
they're
going to
make you leave.
Yeah, if EMS comes down Great Lane, it's a pretty good shot. They can get around them. Coming your way right now, you good?
I think it's all those propane things.
Boy, the plane hit off the truck.
Watch debris!
Watch out above! Charge
it! All the propane things.
Yeah, all of them. They're all going to go up.
Where's your car at?
Over there, right there.
Okay, let's.
Please don't push me.
No, it's okay. Let's please get out of here.
1731.
Everybody gone. Let's go. Shut it down and get out. Just go all the way back there. We got this. We can't let you move. We don't want people to start blowing up.
I need you.
Keep going back. Sorry.
I'm back in there right.
Plane crashes can cause large explosions, but the size and duration of this fire is unusual. Officers and firefighters did not yet know the UPS cargo plane was departing for Hawaii, a roughly 4,400-mile, 10-hour flight, meaning the MD-11 was likely carrying nearly a full fuel load of over 330,000 pounds. The situation was made worse when the aircraft crashed onto a fuel recycling center, whose owner later told officers what materials were stored on site.
1,000 gallons of number 2 fuel oil. The diesel fuel, the number 2 off-road diesel fuel, I had about 6,000 gallons of it. Roughly around 74,000 gallons of processed number 4 fuel oil. Black oil, motor oil that's been dried out, basically, is all it is. A whole bunch of bad oil, probably 147,000 gallons mixed with water. So that stuff may boil up and burn off as well, but it burns. It burns hot.
Oh, it's burning.
This event requires as many first responders as possible, causing some to suddenly leave their homes on a day off. Fire trucks and other emergency vehicles will continue to arrive at the scene throughout the following days.
I'm gonna be late. How's it going, Jeff?
All right, buddy. I can't help! Our kids need to go to the hospital!
Who?
It was rocking. It came down.
Is anybody in here hurt?
She's hurt.
I can get EMS over here.
Let me see. We want to get out of here.
I understand. I can't see you that way right now. Can I see who's hurting here? So I can help.
You want to see me?
Who's hurt? God. You guys have burns?
I threw myself over top of him and got busted in the back of the head with
you. I mean, that thing pretty much landed right on top of his car, man.
Okay. I seen it coming towards us, and I heard a boom, and then I seen fire shoot out, and it went over top of
us.
They got some burns and stuff. The main thing I want to do is move you guys because there's more things that are going to explode over here. Move that way and we'll help you guys down there.
Okay?
We got to get off this block.
Just go that way as far as you can. Those are like small little scrapes. If we have someone who has serious burns, we'll treat them here. But if they can move, they need to go to the casualty clutch.
There's a whole lot of dumbasses that they were just driving down Gray Lane just so they could try and get closer to see it. I see something like that, I'm like, I'm on the opposite way. I don't want no part of that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you through here in just a second.
We'll establish where the command post is and the best route of entry.
Buddy? I was going to say, I don't have time to talk, but I understand it's one of your aircraft.
This is like a casualty collection point.
Gotcha.
People keep pulling up and parking. We just need them out of the
let's
road.
Let's go. Come on.
Call one right here.
Like being this close. They're blown up. I was watching. Flames are unreal. And we're what? 100 yards away?
I bet this truck that pulled up, he was burned pretty bad.
Well, that's the one he...
Was that
he
the
was
one seven, that...
Yeah, that was the one I called him. But his clothes were burnt off.
Jesus Christ. You guys, this trucker here saying his son works on the other side of the fire. There are a bunch of guys off the stuff down there. I can't get out.
Grade A Recycling said the plane pretty much almost landed on top of the building.
Jesus Christ. This is wild, man. I never expected this.
What are you doing?
That's my truck. They made me get out of my truck.
That's his truck. I made him get out.
Do me a favor. Go around the corner there in case stuff keeps blowing up. Stop videoing and go, bro.
I'm blowing the phone with my
phone. Go. Go. Did I say walk? Walk. It's a serious incident, bro. Walk. That's from the airport. Airport is yellow.
No, the yellow's airport. That's Air Force.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
all right. There's stuff going up in the air.
Grab my truck right there.
There's just stuff going up in the air, and I just don't want.
They're big.
Yeah, here they go again. You got any? Man, I'm too fat for this, man. Need some water.
That thing landed right on top of our place. I can't believe we're.
Yeah.
You need a water?
Yeah, if you don't mind. I'm too fat. I appreciate it so much, man.
Thanks, folks. Substation's still intact.
I would say no.
Did we confirm that the lines are dead?
There's no confirmation yet.
The command post is down here?
Yes.
Okay. He was taken off, so he's fully loaded with fuel.
Yeah, and all these are already been blowing up, too.
Can we get a monitor in there and start cooling these tanks?
Well, they've been flowing, but I think we're pulling too much water off of everything.
Okay, so water pressure is the issue?
Were you in the building?
Yes, sir.
What's that noise? You turn around, there was sparks where it hit the wire, and the next thing you know, fire.
It was on fire as it was coming down.
Oh, you don't say. Shelter in place, a 5-mile radius. Are we 5 miles away from it?
Nope.
Because everybody and their mom's calling me right now.
They're trying to keep on tanks.
Yeah, they've been hosing down the whole time, but it's heating back up. It looks like it's getting bigger again. Just be ready to watch out when that shit blows. Yeah.
TAC 1 is operational in reference to a plane crash. Repeating, TAC 1 is operational for the plane crash.
Police fire to PD TAC 1.
Why are we staying this close to this thing? It's going to blow up anytime.
The petroleum recycling place.
Oh, is that what
they've been blowing? Yeah. Oh, we need to back up. They're backing up. Yeah.
Big white tanks, man. Yeah. Those are petroleum tanks.
Okay.
CP5?
Yeah.
Back up.
Air 30 to command, just for your heads up, grade lane looks good. They're clearing out Crittenden and Drive back to the north. Fern Valley shut down at 65, so your traffic's clearing out, looks good.
Hey, back up! We're not joking!
Radio 10 unit on scene. Looks like they're saying that there's a burn victim at 4612 Mount Avenue. Burned over his body.
I got only the MB-11 that was taking off. It seems to be a total loss at this point. I hear there are 3 souls on board. The engine is something at the end of the runway came off. Because MB-11 has the one engine in the tail, 2 on the back side, 1 of them fell off.
The NTSB later released an update on the cause of the crash, which we'll cover at the end. In this moment, officials are relying primarily on incoming civilian and security footage.
Bro, get the...
Multiple airport security cameras captured the crash and the immediate emergency response as a charred engine laid along the runway. Although the MD-11 is designed to continue flying after losing an engine, later investigations and the yet-to-be-seen shocking footage of the crash explains why this aircraft likely could not keep altitude.
It'll probably shut down for weeks, if not months.
Hey man, let's go. Let's ramp it up and go, please.
We want to move back even further to Outer Loop, just in case some of this petroleum stuff goes
further.
So
it's exposed. They're having a water problem.
Okay, let's go back and find us a parking lot towards Outer Loop.
Y'all see the hydrants back there?
No, the only big one's right there. There's a small building one right here.
I know they're having a hard time getting some people on the east side of this fire. If they can get on waste management property, we could probably guide them around this boundary road, and there may be access to the east side of this fire if they're trying to get to it.
Guiding the fire department to it?
Yeah, anybody.
What do you need?
A load of water, I mean.
Let's just try to make sure no one's in there. Hey, please, if you're in here, make yourself known. We need to evacuate.
Just hang out back here, okay? You said it was grade A auto. Okay, hang out back here.
What was he saying?
He said he knows 3 people that were working in grade A auto.
I guess we're going to look because the fire department's obviously busy. We'll probably just try to get them out of here.
This overview, obtained at a later date, shows the devastation left behind by the crash. The damage spans over 0.5 mile, and with fuel leaks spread throughout, officers need to be cautious and quick to save anybody who may be trapped.
Air 30 of the Autumn Park Unit, you might be able to go through the grade A all the way back past all the piles of stuff.
Jesus Christ, man. Last thing I expected to do today. Jesus Christ.
Can you go to Mutual Aid 1? The fire department will be on that channel, and we'll have you guide them through waste management.
Okay, Mutual Aid 1, we'll get.
You said casualties.
I had one burnt pretty well. Okay. All his clothes were burnt off.
And he's gone?
Yes, he's been transferred.
You had 2 total?
Well, a family with kids in the backseat of a van. I don't know how many kids were back there, but they took off.
One there.
Yep. Not, I mean, they could be. Yeah, it doesn't mean. Nope. Oh, just kidding. Disregard.
724 Break Radio for the CAD. One casualty, 42 Melton in the parking lot.
A lot of this is going to have to burn out. Oh, it's going to take it. We're over here for a week.
I don't think there's any buildings back here. I think this is all junkyard. Is there a way to get through right there or no? Okay, yep, never mind. Just grab that.
Bro, it's a scene out of a movie.
It's getting hot again. I can feel it.
I guess it's a good thing it wasn't a passenger plane. Then again, it doesn't make any better.
My girlfriend was flying by today.
Oh, you talked to her, I said?
Yeah.
Okay, again.
Yeah, wow. That is shocking.
It's hard to believe we just had that event.
Yeah, thank God, you know? At least we get the practice. Crazy that it hit what it did.
We just did a drill 2 weeks ago.
Don't do this on me, command. Just advise you. The fire is worsening on our end. We're trying to get water back on the fire. We had to cut the line down.
Something caught down here and it's worse than it was.
Station 73, we're responding on Mutual Aid 1. Headed to waste management.
Okay, if you have a command car that's over here right now, that way I can guide them back to make sure you can make it back and you don't get stuck. That'd probably be the best bet.
No, we're trying to go around the fire because there's people that are trapped back here, and we're trying to figure a way to get them out. We don't know how far south the fire went. It looks like it stopped right here, so.
No, bro, there's nothing police can do. Right now, I think it's search and rescue right now.
What do you think, bud?
I think it's not good.
That's part of the plane. That big piece of metal right there, that's a wing.
Let's get out of here.
Watch your explosions.
Yep, or tires. I said, that's why, I guess, I don't know if this is a good place for this to happen or a bad place, because these are all wrecked total cars, so.
Well, you right. I mean, look at the sky. You can't even see the sky.
There's a plane park right there.
It looks like the waste management just opened a gate just off of Grade Lane, just down from the command post. See if you can get access the property from there.
They're trying to get a fire truck company to be the ones that respond to it.
Ooh, that's warm.
Oh, yeah.
Radio 724, Major. EMS is asking if you can stay with that victim on Melton.
Jeez.
Do you want to see if anybody wants us to, like, put his body over here?
Oh, no.
No. Probably not.
No.
Just leave him.
Yeah.
We don't know what's burning. He explode over there.
Should we like check his pulse or something?
Nah, he's dead. Nah, he's dead, bro.
Yeah. Hey, go through this way.
Yeah, we can check this building here. There's a gate open right here.
You go through it?
Yeah, there's a gate open.
Is everybody down there? You guys have anybody that's hurt? Nobody that's hurt so far. Okay. All right.
Couple of minor bumps and stuff, but nothing.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
They said everybody was okay.
No, they're missing a bunch in the lot.
Hey, they possibly have two people.
We made it to the other side of the fire. We're at 4566 Melton. There's a lot of people over here, obviously, but they're safe for the most part. We're still doing search and rescue, though.
I'm okay.
I got those out of the crackhead's car.
Alec!
I'm on the outer loop now.
Down on fire.
Everybody down on fire. I don't know if you can see that.
Where?
Right there. Right on the car.
That one right there?
Yeah, there's about 40 people in that direction.
Oil or diesel?
I've got family on Knopf Avenue.
Okay.
They said whatever happened crashed on Gilmore Lane.
Okay. Could you move your truck, please? Could you please move your truck? Hey, Sarge, if you just want to hold them at 65, then we can flush this out in just a second. HSO 22 radio. We got multiple obvious 1080s are burning at the auto lot.
Ain't nobody in there survived.
No, we need to get in that building.
This right here is fuel.
Fantastic.
Ain't nobody surviving that, man. Of course I get my flashlight, too.
Casualties. Can you advise a number?
Dude, we've counted 2 to 3 so far.
Sir,
yes.
The guy that I told you in the A-lot, we got a hold of.
You got a hold of?
There's only 3 people that we're missing. Yes. Trina, Megan, and John Locke.
I don't see anybody back here.
No, but we need to get in here.
We need irons.
We need irons. Let's get open the fire for a second. If we give this one more flush, we'll be able to get it. But we need some of these fire trucks to help us. Metro Police! Metro Police, call out! Call out! This thing goes. I just don't want nobody hiding in here.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. They did say they got everybody out of here. The guy out here said they're only missing three people that they work here. They don't know how many customers there were.
Hey, y'all need to go.
We have them do media staging out here in one of these gas stations on Outer Loop somewhere out there.
How about the elementary school that's off of...
That's a really good idea.
That's fine. And that'll keep them off their hair in the airplane.
Can we maybe just send some PIOs out there to do a real quick basic briefing? We don't know shit right now.
We need to come up with the state.
And tell them that we'll have an official briefing in about 2 hours.
I wouldn't give them a time. I would just say as quick as we can get somewhat of control of this.
If that's the media, we can put a TFR in place.
That's us right there, so I can request that.
No, Channel 32's flying around. I saw them getting off Fern Valley Road.
I'd do a TFR if it was me.
Can we get a TFR in place except for emergency aircraft only?
I don't know if that fence is still charged. It might be electric. Should be careful. What about that hole right there?
There is a third casualty there, severely burned.
We see lights and people screaming and whistling in some wood lines.
No. Hey, we might as well go out. Not. Well, they have to get out. Go! Go!
1395
and a couple. Son of a.
Hey, you're just gonna kick that heat metal.
This goes through the other side of it.
Down the ramp.
Oh, there's another fence.
That's another fence. When you get through, hold this one.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, 73.
Are you hurt? No. Did you see it? Okay.
I have a gentleman that just came out of waste management, severely burned. I can send us a wagon.
I got a steel blanket.
But I'd rather an ambulance come to you all than you all trying to drive crazy to get to where we're going, okay?
Come over here and hang out, okay? We're going to try to get help. We're helping.
I've got
just hang out.
Coming. I know you're cold, okay?
For this aluminum blanket help at all?
What's that?
Aluminum blanket? He's going to stick to his skin.
Not as bad as the cloth.
I'm not. He's no, we got a blanket right there.
You got ALS stuff? Can you open your mouth? Okay. All right. Where does it hurt right now?
No, I'm finally here.
Just here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but, okay.
Do you know what happened?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. He's got burns. He's got phantom feeling. Can
good.
You swallow?
Okay. Good.
Who's your eyeball?
Fire out here.
I can't see it.
Yes.
I got all of you.
Yes.
Finally here.
Swollen.
I hear.
You got medical coming? I heard a question, but I don't know. No, I'm asking if y'all can let them know that they're coming out of the tree line and stuff.
No one else has flagged us down, and we've been out here, so I would assume if somebody was over there,
they would have come to us. Yeah. They pulled up to us, said he's burned in the back seat. And so
I've only seen that guy, but they said people were coming out of the trees, like, being with burns. So I don't know. We might have more.
Did you hear them say they weren't making any headway?
Yeah.
That's not good. And the jet fuel burns hot, bro.
Yep.
And the water does not put that out.
As day turned to night, the smoke persisted. Several people were still reported missing, and traffic filled with civilians heading to the airport to pick up loved ones had to be diverted. The amount of work that needs to be done is far from over. Rescue crews must continue to urgently search for the dozens still missing, inching deeper into the fiery terrain in hopes that others can still be discovered and saved.
You're gonna have to go right, man. You're gonna have to go right. You're gonna have to go right. I know, it's a plane crash. Sucks.
Call Ashley, my beautiful wifey.
Calling Ashley, my beautiful wifey, mobile.
Hey, can you just send a message out to the girls and you? Just put a message on Facebook. You've talked to me, I'm fine. People's text messaging me every 5 seconds and I can't get done.
Just ignore it. I did in the group chat.
Okay,
so
all right, that's fine.
It's the only one that should matter. Ignore everybody else, just don't pick your phone up. Okay.
All right, bye.
Also, possibly someone trapped at 4511 Knopf Avenue, a disabled gentleman.
Water right here. Walk out towards
the street. I'm going to shut down the ramp. Hey. Because cars are still trying to get through here and they won't
want
to still.
I want
to come to you.
He's stuck in a gate.
Do you know of anyone that's back there? Have you seen
anybody? One more guy, he lives back though. I told him, don't go back. We were running that way. And he said he want to hit his ambulance. I couldn't stop him though. I told him to move back. I don't know where he is. There we go.
Yeah. Okay, one more,
but he's all the way down.
There's people stopping on the off ramp from 65 South Outer Loop, and they're getting out of their cars and watching everything, so they're backing stuff up. Somebody's gonna hit my car.
Any officers near the crash in a smoke area, please put on your respirators with the C burn filter.
I mean, unless there's a break all the way down, but that's.
Yeah, there ain't no what.
Myself and two arson investigators, we're going to be making entry to homes. See if anybody's in there.
Here, give me the light real quick.
No, there ain't anybody alive.
Get out of here!
Hey, put the phone down and get the hell out! Now!
Hey, we gotta get this house. It's starting to blow, but we gotta get in there. Police! Police!
Police!
Can we get in there? Hey, watch that fuel. Watch that f***ing fuel, bro.
You ready to fill out that exposure form, Marcus?
For what?
For kidney pools and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so much stuff's in the air right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you felt it or not. When I was getting out of my car, there was a light layer of soot on my car getting out. It feels like we're in the apocalypse right now, man.
I'm supposed to get on a plane next month. So, I'm like,
I feel like there's been, like, I don't know.
Oh, they're hurt. Is he burned as well?
No, he's just tired.
Okay. She burned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your brother?
What's your brother's name?
Carlos.
Okay, Carlos was just here earlier, and he's on his way to the hospital. Yes.
Repeating where your aspirators with C-burn filters.
We can't radio. If you have a C-burn filter, put it on. We're in the fallout. Yeah, mine's at my desk. Oh, okay. He's right here. He's in there. They did give him an aluminum plate.
While this woman appears fortunate enough to find her loved ones, a somber reality will strike the hearts of many.
Move up to the next intersection.
They're all going out down there. Jesus Christ, you idiots. Do you have a C-burn filter?
Yeah.
Throw it on.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, it's close.
How you doing, man?
We have an airplane crash.
Yeah, I know.
I need all y'all off the street. You're blocking the main egress for fire. You cannot park here! Yes, sir.
I got a UPS phone.
Sir, you are blocking the main egress for fire to get to victims. I don't care about the rig right now. UPS is going to be shut down for the foreseeable future. Yes, sir. Do not park here. Let's go. Thank you for your understanding. Yeah, everybody, monkey see, monkey do. I got to have these rigs out of here. It's a mass casualty, okay?
What? Way down there. Come all that way.
Yeah, do me a favor. Just keep walking, bro. All these folks are going to go that way.
His mom works here, and he came here looking for her. He's been staying up there for a while.
Oh, shoot. Should we at least knock on that?
Metro Police!
Dude, I think that's a turbine. Yo, I think that's a turbine.
Yeah, it is.
4511 is currently on fire. 4511 Knobs is on fire.
Radio Air 30.
Dude, the only way to get back here is to go through waste management.
Negative. They're not going to be able to get out of here. We cut a hole in the fence.
So we've checked there. We haven't checked in there.
That's not there.
It's gone.
Yeah. The only one we haven't checked is that building, that corner building. That I knocked on it, but
I mean, do we have anything to force it?
I said we get out of here.
Yeah.
What a show.
I mean, but this is nothing you can never put.
Even if we get to transit the exact same scenario, it'd be a show.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there's been a plane crash. You gotta go straight.
It's okay. Like not Melton Industrial or.
It's in the industrial area,
but off airport.
Yeah.
Okay. So LMPD is pushing back against having media come out to the airport because they don't want to go to American. So we can either keep it at Miner's Lane, which would be a logistically nightmare for us to deal with, and I think we should get the final say because we are the biggest player in all this, and LMPD can just suck it up.
Gotta go, man. Okay. Let me see if he can escort you. 1 second. This is the mayor's press secretary. Can you give him an escort? Okay. Ma'am, follow this car. She's going to give you an escort. Pull up a little bit and you can go. Okay, turn your flashers on for me. It's shut down. What do you need? No, there's a plane crash.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Cannot park there. Cerrado, plane crash. Cerrado. Erecto, no derecha.
All units, Ocean 9 is advising 50 to 100 yards from the fire.
t-shirt, right?
It's a what? Don't leave us hanging. God,
oh, y'all got somebody over here? Y'all trying to find somebody?
There's somebody down here.
Are you a PO?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Y'all asked somebody, are they collecting dead people?
Can you let radio know that we're getting reports as there's another possible trapped individual at 4659 Knob?
You can't get through on Knob at all. So if they're down here, they're stuck. Metalhead, you can make it through, but Knob, you cannot.
Well, better get to using your feet, then.
There's only one victim down here.
Can't park there, sir. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm sorry to bother you.
Yeah, what you need?
I'm the plant manager for the backup gas plant down here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got to get there.
Turn your hazards on. Go around my car.
14 grade. They took a check. They said a van was hit in the parking lot. Unknown if it was occupied.
We made it all the way to Knob as far as we could. We've kicked in every door we could back there. Double fenced in, and we broke our bolt cutters.
Let us steal some from fire.
We've checked every building.
The only building that we couldn't check inside was when you knocked on that was on fire, but that was the only building that we couldn't get in.
Well, 4659 Knob.
I think it's demolished.
Yeah, it's way at the end.
Well,
yeah.
They said that there's people there.
We would go back and go that way down Knob.
So we have to go around the fire and cut in the opposite way.
Same way we just came in, but instead going left, we go right. It's at the very end.
No, you can't go on the other side.
No, we did those. I'm saying we went through a hole in the fence.
Do we know anybody that's still over there that can talk to the guy that's on the side?
I'm thinking about
Dunner. That's right.
Anybody that was supposed to be in there?
And where?
In your building.
There's a couple of Mexicans back there, but they're
So my building, and then there's another building attached to it.
30. That's not us. We're just going to
Chuck mechanic shop. And then those guys, your building is good.
Yeah, we're
my building is good. Okay. Yeah, no damage, no nothing.
Okay.
See, the address you were talking about is way down there. Is there anybody hurt that went down there that you know of by chance? About down this road?
My street, we put out a guy who was like basically melting. He went to the hospital.
He went down. Guys on the flatbed of that truck, wasn't he? We just had a report that somebody was hurt that was down here at the end on the left.
Somebody called and said they had a disabled guy that was stuck in the house.
Yeah, stuck in the house down here.
Can you make contact with the male? He's on the phone with his son. He's trapped somewhere. We can't find him.
I can run down there to Adaloop, Texas Roadhouse, and get him.
I don't have any power yet. We got told that there's some people down here that...
Just me, man. There's a bunch of guys over here, but, man, I got asthma, man. I'm having a hard time breathing. So y'all drove up here?
No, we walked.
There's about three or four guys over here. They were trying to drive their trucks out. If you don't mind coming, because I cannot breathe. I'm having trouble.
Okay.
Are we going to be here all night?
There's a gentleman here. He says he has severe asthma, doesn't have an inhaler, and he's needing some help. Only way to access... us is it's by walking. If there's anyone on foot, the deal helps out.
623 on the radio. I made contact with the two missing at the sun.
They are
working on
closing
shop and getting out.
Yeah, all power around here should be off by now. Where was that 1080 you're talking about, Bosley? Was it back there, Bosley?
We got the two down there.
Yeah.
That was lot G. Right, but I was pretty sure when I walked down there was another one.
Jesus Christ, man.
If you're able to walk, we can walk you to the ambulances. They can get you out of here.
Anybody?
I can walk that far, man. Can I drive my truck?
Not all the way out to Great Lane because it's blocked, but you can drive a good darn freaking half mile. We're going to catch up with them, but whenever you get done, hop in your truck and just drive as far as you can.
Okay. There's someone. So they're going to be waiting at the entrance of Landsville. He has a broken leg. He's a 50-year-old black male wearing a hard hat and a black puffer jacket.
That's like one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Did a really good job of cleaning that shit.
Yeah, they did.
They Great
Lake. I know. Yeah, they're sitting on it.
Saw the guy that drove by us on that flatbed.
Oh, dude. He was toasted, man. Well, here's the. That's probably the landing gear impact right there. Took the trees clean with it.
Is this knucklehead coming? He understood to drive down here, right?
He said he was going to drive.
For accountability, all 6th and 7th Division units that were searching have exited. We're on Great Lane now.
We haven't. 6-foot radio, myself and 6.3 Adam, we're still over on Knob Avenue. Sorry, I thought you were driving.
I know, I thought it was too, but I said, the only reason I was paying a little bit is because really the air in my building is worse than it is out here now because all that
no ventilation.
Smoke got trapped in it.
There's a deal, okay?
The way that we're going to take you to the medics
is
heavy jet fuel, and it's not good to breathe in. So what I need you to do is, can you hold your breath while we get through there and we'll kind of hightail? Well, I'm going to walk with you, okay? I get you, buddy. We're going to get you out of here.
If you feel lightheaded or anything, you got to let us know, okay?
Hey, when we start walking through this debris field, somebody else get on his side and hold his other arm. All right, so this is where it gets...
Is this just a junkyard or is this
it is.
Debris?
No, this is the debris, actually.
Yeah, that's
hey, so listen,
right
try not to breathe in as much as you can right here, okay? Careful. There you go. Just take deep breaths, okay? You're good to breathe right now. We're out of that field. He was in the far yards when it happened, so I don't know how much exposure he has. But he didn't just walk through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Officers likely pulled back as firefighters continued to battle the flames. However, as official search efforts slowed, family members of the missing kept looking, hoping for answers.
I started driving to every hospital after that. I'm not helping at all. I sat there for 2 hours. It took them 2 hours for them to ask me to send them a picture. I was the first person there to call them. I was the first person there as soon as they said to get there.
Oh, did you go to the academy already, 2911?
Yeah, she said she was there first.
You checked the hospitals, you said?
Yes, I went to
and you
every
went to
hospital.
The...
They said that they're not in no hospitals. Well, right now, it does say that there's 4 people that are unidentified, but they're not saying that there's a child.
Okay.
And I just know that they were together.
Do you know around what time that they headed over there?
My dad, that's how he makes his money. He goes back and forth. Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
She couldn't go to daycare because she was sick.
And you said the phone is still pinging over there?
Yes.
But sometimes he leaves in the car?
Yes. The woman died. She was in the hospital. They said when they jumped out the window, they couldn't really see where he ran to.
Yep.
Okay. That was our colonel that was down. It is our ship. The National Transportation Safety Board and the ATF and FBI and whoever other investigators are down there. Are handling this investigation. There is nothing for you to do down there.
Yes.
So he's recommending that you just go home and vote.
Okay.
There's nothing else we can do.
That's easier said than done, obviously. Yeah. I know that's stressful.
Can you do just one thing for me?
Sure.
Can you take my phone and just go? Can you just go to where his car is?
We're not allowed down there. That's where we're at.
Can you give it to them, please? She's 3 years old. I can't go. I'm sorry. I don't want to go home with no answers.
I can't. We have no answers for this.
They can't tell you if one of the 4 identified as a child.
We've been told they've all been adults at this point. Because there was 3, at least on the plane, and then 1 adult on the ground. As soon as we know something, they'll reach out to you.
Okay.
What's your name,
Charlene.
Charlene,
yeah,
tragedy would strike Charlene and many others. Her father and daughter were found among the 15 total deceased, along with dozens injured. The deceased includes Charlene's father, Lou Fedden, 47, Charlene's daughter, Kimberly Asa, 3, Trinidad Chavez, 37, Megan Washburn, 35, and John Locks, 52, the 3 that were mentioned by a co-worker to officials as unaccounted for. Ella Petty Wharton, 31, Angela Anderson, 45, Carlos Fernandez, 52, Tony Crane, 65, John Spray Jr., 45, Matthew Sweets, 37. He was severely burned and passed away days later. The last and most recent death was Alan Rodriguez Colina, 50, who succumbed to his injuries several weeks later on Christmas Day. Those on board included Captain Dana Diamond, 62, Captain Richard Wartenberg, 57, and First Officer Lee Truitt, 45. Investigations ensued, and footage from several other sources were eventually released. Recent NTSB updates show the MD-11's engine detaching and passing over the wing during takeoff. Investigators found fatigue cracks and overstress failure in the engine pylon's spherical bearing, which mounts the engine to the aircraft. Despite its design to handle a lost engine, the damage to the wing and flames potentially entering a second engine were likely causes for a failed takeoff. Reaching speeds of 212 miles an hour, there was likely nothing the crew could do to avoid a crash. An NTSB report notes the engine pylon is typically inspected every 5 years. Reports indicate this aircraft underwent maintenance in San Antonio Radio from September 3rd to October 18th, 2025, about 2 weeks prior to the crash. Investigators are now examining whether the pylons were inspected, whether negligence occurred, and if regulations need updating. In the latest update on January of 2026, UPS announced it will be retiring its entire fleet of MD-11s as a result of this crash. Other large companies like FedEx have also temporarily grounded their MD-11 fleets as a precaution. Today, several families affected have opened up lawsuits against UPS. There are also several GoFundMe links for those affected, so many that GoFundMe has collected available links into a single URL, available in the description below. Ultimately, all three flight crew were killed along with another 12 victims on the ground. 22 more were injured.